You are listening to AWOL Radio here on 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo, radiowaterloo.ca, broadcasting to all of Waterloo Region. AWOL Radio here on 102.7 CKMS, radiowaterloo.ca, serving all of Waterloo Region. Talking as the topic keeps coming up, these areas of free speech and no platforming. Just read that the UK is considering legislation, basically making no platforming illegal. It's an odd understanding of freedom of expression. We were, in that last piece, we heard the idea of Faith Goldie being shut down. Since that original piece came out, they tried to host Faith Goldie again, this time at UW. UW put a $28,500 price tag on security costs for the event, which is kind of a coward's way out of shutting down an event. The president of the school, very cowardly and naively, he's not naive, he's the president of a university, but he says, oh, you know, we need to hear these ideas that we don't agree with. That's the only way minds could be changed. It's like, no, we've heard them for years and decades and centuries. They're just rehashed ideas of racial supremacy that we don't need in an academic setting. And so the Laurier Society for Open Inquiry had to cancel their last event due to these security costs. They start blabbing about free speech, and they announce their next speaker. And of course it's another racist. It's Francis Widdowson out of Mount Royal University in Calgary, noted anti-Indigenous racist, speaking out of her academic realm, on the dangers of the indigenization of the university. It's dog whistle racism at its finest. And of course the Laurier Students for Open Inquiry are going to try to promote this event. Of course they're going to bring in not a debate, not a discussion with academics that are looking at such issues, not with someone who has studied the Truth and Reconciliation Commission's recommendations for indigenization of spaces, including the university, including post-secondary education and all education. They go out and pick this. I'm not even sure what she does at the university. I asked a prof at the university what Frances Widdowson does, and it's not really sure, but she does seem to speak out of her league on Indigenous issues because, of course, she is along these same lines as Faith Goldie, as these people that are pushing forward these false narratives or these debunked, these previously debunked. And I guess that's why it's the bigger part here. Why are we listening to things that academia has already said, no, we've listened to that already. We said, no, that doesn't really work. It's like, to bring this to maybe the scientific mind of the president of UW, if this research shows this bridge collapsing over and over with a certain design, you don't be like, no, we need to hear them out one more time. No, it's a bad idea. Let's not do it that way again. And I don't understand it's almost a cognitive dissonance that's required to be like, we need to just hear these fascists out one more time. There was a world war over this already. We've already decided these ideas are abhorrent and antithetical to communities, to healthy communities and vibrant communities. Instead, the president of the university says, we just need to hear these fascists out just one more time. AWOL Radio here on CKMS. Following up with that, so we're saying, Laurier Society for Open Inquiry announces another event. Laurier says it's going to cost $5,000 in security fees to bring in a university professor, which, it's their new tactic, I guess. again, the coward's way out, instead of confronting fascism or racism or bigotry in your community, they're just like, no, we're going to have to secure this event with $5,000 worth of security or whatever they're going to do. Well, demonstration has been called. Racists aren't welcome here. May 9th, 6 p.m. at Laurier. Quote, we cannot condone Laurier Students for Open Inquiry's repeated efforts to spread their openly white supremacist agenda. These actions are a destructive force in our community. Hate cannot have a platform. And that's the Grand River General Defense Committee. Check out more information. If you need more information than May 9th, 6 p.m. at Laurier, probably in the Quad or some area. Laurier is not that big. If you need more information, check out the Facebook page. The event on May 9th, Racists Aren't Welcome Here, hosted by Kitchener-Waterloo Against Fascism and Grand River IWW General Defense Committee. Billy Armagh notes on Twitter, your university professor, speaking about Francis Widdowson, replying to Lindsay Shepherd, has not published anything peer-reviewed on this topic. She appears to have last published anything a decade ago. Why don't you raise money to bring in someone whose work is relevant in a post-Truth and Reconciliation Commission report era? Good question there, Billy, to Lindsay. Will Lindsay respond? Of course she won't. She only responds when Faith is like, oh, they shut me down, boo-hoo-hoo, and then Lindsay Shepherd's like, oh, freeze peach. Stay up to date on this. It looks like there will be a demonstration on May 9th. Racists aren't welcome here. It seems to be this thing that keeps happening. Why? It's as if they have another agenda. They keep bringing racists in under the shield of free speech. Why aren't they bringing in folks that think about radical inclusion of everybody? Why are they only bringing in folks from the extreme right and the repressive, hateful right? It's as if maybe they're maybe putting out another agenda. Maybe they something they're not speaking about. They're just, you know, showing it through their actions. Huh. About that. Two pieces from, well, we'll go with CDN Immigration. One from Hassan S.K. noting that Canada has been quietly negotiating with the U.S. to turn the entire land border into a crossing, to turn away all refugees crossing over on foot. This will force migrants to take more secretive and dangerous routes. Call your MP right now and tell them this is a terrible idea. Tell Chagger, tell Raj Saini, this is a terrible idea. You can get more information on this. There's a Lead Now petition. Ask your MP to welcome refugees. And for more, there's actually an article in Reuters. Canada wants U.S. cooperation in turning back asylum seekers. This is the Justin Trudeau government. This is liberal governments in Canada, so-called liberals, or true-faced liberals, perhaps. It's very reflective. They're trying to be quite secretive around these negotiations, literally to make the entire border a crossing so they can more easily turn back asylum seekers coming up from the United States. Similarly, we could see the hatred once again from Faith Goldie, Lindsay Shepherd's buddy, when she and Freebird Media went to Roxham Road, south of Montreal, and were filming and heckling and trying to cause, trying to create as if there's some sort of danger with migrants crossing the border at Roxham Road, a spot where a lot of people are coming across the across seeking asylum in Canada. There's going to be demos there. The racist right is holding demos there in, I'll have to look that up. Can't remember everything off the top of my head. I noticed Jaggy Singh's account on Facebook was talking about the demonstration that the racist right is holding and the counter demonstration from Antifa. Last time, there was about 300-400 white nationalists there, and only about 300 or so Antifa, perhaps less. It was a dangerous situation. We need to show support, get out there, get on the bus, or just get on a train, get down there to Wroxham Road, find your buddies, find your affinity groups, and get out there, because this is a dangerous situation when we have white nationalists openly organizing in our communities. Quickly, we have Bring Lucy Back. The campaign to support Luni Granados continues. Renewed support is needed for Lucy Granados, the Montreal community member and organizer for the rights of undocumented migrants, who was violently arrested on March 20th and deported on April 13th, despite a very strong public mobilization. Lucy remains in a great deal of distress. Her current precarious situation gives no space to heal from the trauma and violence of the past months, let alone the past years living as an undocumented woman in Montreal. Her arm, injured by the CBSA, remains only partially functional, with no ability to move her fingers on her left arm. Having been outside Guatemala for 9 years, she has to renew her papers and currently has no access to public health care in Guatemala. It is important to continue the mobilization to bring Lucy back, not only for her sake, but to support other undocumented friends and neighbors. There is a possibility to bring Lucy back. Lucy's application for permanent residence on humanitarian and compassionate grounds is still under consideration, and the Minister of Immigration has a legal obligation to respond one way or the other. Lucy's application is very compelling, and under normal circumstances, if she were still in the country, it would have been accepted. We need to keep the pressure up and not allow the Trudeau government to reject this strong file because they want to evade accountability about CBSA abuse. And CBSA continues its routine abuse and violence. They continue this on. We need to end detention, stop deportation, status for all, bring Lucy back. Saywall Radio here on CKMS, Radio Waterloo, radiowaterloo.ca, 102.7 FM.